Are we late to start because Alan was doing illegal drugs?
No, we're late to start because I was playing with this app.
Which app?
Metalcore Breakdown.
What?
Are you making dubstep?
Oh, it's just this stupid little iPhone app.
Are you making us a new theme song?
No.
That'd be good.
Jacking around with something.
We need more dubstep with.
I don't think we need any dubstep.
Report. We always need more dubstep. I like you the dubstep.
We know. I guess it's like a generation thing because I don't quite understand the dubstep.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I like it fine. It's, you know, nice background noise. But other than that, I don't understand it.
I like things with fast beats, and I
you
like
damn
the, like,
kids.
And I like the fact that it ignores most of the rules that I learned in music theory class that I did very poorly in.
Oh, I'm not a very musical person just to begin with. So.
Yes, you are. You got me hooked on Tube and Throat Singers.
Oh, I like that's, weird music.
I think that's questionable as to whether it's music in the. It's music in the sense that everything is art.
I would say tube and throat singing is probably another huge reason why I like dubstep.
Oh, please.
That's actually why I like, yeah. why I like electronica, specifically like the crazy Goa trance stuff, is I like shit that sounds drastically different.
Okay, that I can understand.
As a matter of fact, the music that I actually have the hardest time sitting down and listening to, which I do on super rare occasions, and I'm not going to say it's like noise or anything, but classical I just can't get into.
No, me neither.
Because it's predictable and it sounds exactly how it's supposed to sound.
Let me ask you a question. When you're home during the day.
Yes.
And it's just you and, you know, La Weirda or whomever, and you have a day home alone, do you play music during the day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it depends. Today I didn't listen to much music because I was listening to a podcast. There's always something on.
Oh, okay.
And when I'm at work, there's always something on. I was actually at one point in my last job, someone referred to me as a Navy SEAL because I always have my headphones in. And originally I did just the standard issue, why would you think anything differently, of putting both earbuds in, and people might not see the earbuds and start talking to you. And suddenly you realize, oh, somebody's talking to me and they don't see that I have earbuds in. So I now only wear an earbud in one ear so that if someone starts talking to me, I can hear them and then, you know, stop the music, but still hear what they're saying in the interim. I listen to podcasts most of the time.
Interesting.
But
I am completely different than that.
La Weirda is a huge fan of Warren Zevon.
Well, who isn't?
Oh, well, yeah. Werewolves in London, right?
Yeah, she likes that one. Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner is her favorite, though.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
That might be because it was kind of a universal bedtime lullaby, and she was very tiny.
I'm completely different. I can be home alone all day long with just cats for company, and I will not have anything. I won't have the TV. I won't have the radio. I won't have any music playing.
Yeah, my wife can do that too. It's you darn dirty introverts.
I guess so.
But and even better is she'll sign into her Pandora account, and then essentially when she starts doing something, she'll completely forget that it's on and won't hear it.
And yeah.
Pandora is interesting. Pandora, I never played The Sims, but somebody told me that The Sims, if you weren't constantly there to like baby your characters, they would turn into like the most neurotic, creepy creatures on the planet.
Awesome.
The same thing goes with Pandora. If you just let it go and don't give it any feedback of whether you like or dislike what it's doing, it will play the most fucked up shit on the planet that is nothing like what you asked it to play.
That's the only time I ever play my Pandora account on Roku. And I set up the TV and I play the Pandora on Roku. Is when I'm doing something like sewing or like house cleaning or something mindless where I don't have to consciously think about what's going on. And like your wife, I completely forget that it's happening. Like I don't hear it really. I don't know, it's weird.
It also probably helps the fact that I've got ADD, so therefore I am constantly paying attention to everything.
Ah.
I'm never giving anything my undivided attention, but also nothing escapes my attention.
Oh.
That's got to be exhausting.
I know. I was just about to say that sounds exhausting.
Well, that's the nice thing about alcohol. Whoa! It's a kitty.
What is that?
Here, kitty. Oh, Pepets!
I think I can make it louder.
I love that.
Kitty. What is that anyway? I've seen it dubbed into like a million things in the whole.
It's some kind of cat growling.
But it's obviously a big cat of some sort.
It's very mad.
Yeah, but it needs Pepets.
That one says angry bobcat.
I'll say.
Yeah, that's a lion.
Yeah,
lion. We're just finishing feeding time at the zoo right now.
That's why I'm playing the cat sounds.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah. We're trying to switch all the cats over to like a set feeding time, and we're switching them all over to soft food, you know, the canned food. And 9 p.m. is like a crazy time in my house. All the cats are staring at you like you're their next meal. If you don't come across with the canned food, you are it, man. You better sleep with one eye open.
I wonder if that's
clutching
a
your pillow tight.
What? Yes. Yeah.
Well, all right. Hey, let's
play the music.
It is Thursday, April 24th, 2014. The Squirrel Report, episode 101.
101.
It's a palindrome.
We broke 100.
That's amazing. Go us.
Yay.
Hey, Weird, since you're up north, do you have leaves on your trees yet?
No, we got buds.
Oh, we don't even have buds. What the hell's going on?
And my neighbor's magnolia's in bloom.
Well, yeah, our magnolia's kind of blooming too, but...
Kind of.
We have no buds on the trees. It's really weird this year.
Yeah. That's because we had a clusterfuck of a winter that lasted like 8 months.
It's the glaciers,
and Lake Erie is still partially frozen. So
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely can't help because that's got to keep the air temperature way down.
Oh yes.
So yeah, it was actually nice and warm here. It was blowing like a son of a bitch though. I took little Weirda out for a walk, and I had her all bundled up, and I had her sunglasses on. We got her sunglasses.
It's
and baby sun.
Why
baby
do we
sprints.
Not have pictures of this?
I know pictures.
Oh,
please.
What's wrong with you?
I've got one on my phone. I'll put one up later, but I'm not going to do it now because it'll distract me. So started pushing her out by the lake, and I'm like, no, we're going to abort this. This wind is way too much. You're going to freeze to death. So then we instead took the more inland method. Got some trees in between us and the wind.
Nice.
It was screeching. I'm so glad I don't work on the ocean anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
Especially this year, man. We've been having some like really bad blows. Blah 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 blah. What topic are we going to start with now? I would like to start with a call-in just because I really want to hear what people have to say.
Okay. I actually was going to bring that up with the call-in. Why don't you, since you're so excited about it, why don't you?
All right. Well, we've got the, was it Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan had the Supreme Court case against, against affirmative action, and I haven't even read it, actually. So.
Well, the bottom line is, it is not illegal to not discriminate.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I think I said that right.
It is not illegal to not discriminate.
Yes.
Okay.
The colleges in Michigan decided they weren't going to do affirmative action for placement. I'm pretty sure this is what the deal was. And a bunch of people sued and said, no, you still have to give us special treatment. And the court said, nope, it is not illegal to not discriminate.
Okay. And of course, by
it's legal to not discriminate.
And by certain people getting special treatment, we are not talking about necessarily by the color of your skin, because, say, if you are from India or from East Asia, which you look very, very difficult, and I could rattle off a whole bunch of racial slurs and stereotypes about you.
Yes.
You are treated the exact same way as honky old me.
Yep.
Even though you look totally different and people can see you and there's hate crimes against you and histories of slavery and oppression and all sorts of stuff like that. But, because you guys do all right for yourselves.
If you want to talk about a history of oppression, let's talk about the whitest white people there are. The Irish.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We're talking about a history of oppression and slavery.
Yeah,
the whitest white people there are, the Irish, were horribly abused.
Yeah, no other European group suffered under the No Irish Need Apply.
Oh yeah, well that happened in the U.S. even.
That's what I'm talking about. So
The Italians got that too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No Irish, no Italians.
But the Italians were dark skinned.
Yes. The Italians aren't exactly white.
I'm talking about the fluorescent white people.
we can joke about the whole, Moorish bloodline and tar brush of the Italians, which is, I think it's just hilarious because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
But, about how I always joke that, oh yeah, Jay's one of my black friends. We do it all for a laugh. But of course, all of that being said, and all of that comes from, racial discrimination. There's a reason why they're known as Guineas, and yet Guinea's a country in Africa. Why is that?
Because they're dark.
And yet, if Jay is to fill out a form, he checks white. Or, as any bright person will do, because that if you check off white, it's not doing you any goddamn favors. You check off. I would not like to reply.
Other.
Yeah, other, not otherwise specified.
Yep.
Which means white.
Which does mean white. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but let's face it. We've come to a point where I hadn't really thought about it till I was reading up on this. But really, as a white person, you're being discriminated against. I intentionally do not want to check off white, and even if somebody that's Mike W is a good example. I did not know, but Mike W has some Hispanic heritage.
Yes.
In his line.
He's a wise Latino.
Yes.
Sure about the wise part.
But well, he's super duper
pale. He's got red hair. And yet he indeed has some Hispanic blood.
Hispanic.
I would turn around and just call him a white dude if he done steal my car, I'd tell the cops to look for a white dude, skinny white guy. But the bottom line, and, you know, in no way, shape, or form has he ever let on, in cultural statements or anything like that, that he would be indeed Hispanic. But he'd be a fool not to check off Hispanic in there. Of course, he would have to check off white Hispanic, which is, of course, another new little slur and angle added into the equation. Yep. But really, there's a bunch of discrimination against white people now. And on the same lines of, it doesn't happen anymore, and none come to mind right off the bat. You guys might be able to pop up some, but there's a ton of actors that had, like, crazy ethnic names. And, a good example would be Martin Sheen, Mr. Ramon Estevez. Yep.
Yeah, yet, what is that?
He went by Martin Sheen because he did not want to have his Hispanic, he's Puerto Rican. Hmm. And of Puerto Rican descent. I don't think I think he was born in New York, but his family's from Puerto Rico. And but he changed his name to Martin Sheen to conceal his heritage. And I've got a friend who would love, and let me tell you, this dude looks Native American. He knows he's a Penobscot Indian heritage, and he goddamn looks it. I mean, he looks every bit a Penobscot, yet he cannot prove to the University of Maine, which would give him free tuition for being a Penobscot Indian, that he is Penobscot Indian, because his family essentially buried any history that they had of being Penobscot, because they didn't want to face the discrimination that Indians had, back in the, the early part of the 20th century. And I think that it's kind of coming around of, well, you've got all these people that were, oh, I've got a Jewish last name, so I'm going to anglicize my Jewish last name, or I've got a Hispanic name and I'm going to change it around and all of that. Now it's one of those, not otherwise specified, or, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My great 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 grandmother was from Singapore. So I'm going to say I'm a Pacific Islander.
So anyway, the call-in topic. Because we know you're all dying to call in.
I hope so. I think calls would be good tonight.
I think they would.
If you're not at the NRA convention.
Have you ever concealed or embellished your race on any forms or application? I'd actually say, have you ever concealed or embellished your race for anything?
I have high cheekbones.
I know. You could, according to the Elizabeth Warren School of Racial Profiling, you're a Native American.
Well, according to Elizabeth Warren School of Racial Profiling, I look more Indian than she does.
Yep,
sure do.
Especially when you're a baby.
Yeah, when I was a baby, I looked like a little Eskimo. But fact of the matter is, I have three of my grandparents are not from this country. Three of my grandparents are from Ireland. I only have one American grandparent, and he is really a mutt. We had somebody do the lineage of my mother's father, and it goes back, and it's kind of like this American story going all the way back to before the Revolutionary War. And lo and behold, the original guy who came over from Europe was Irish. So, I'm sure there's a great mix there down the years. I'm sure there is a mix, but basically I'm Irish. So if you look at me, though, I don't know. I guess I look Irish.
No, you don't.
I have no idea.
What does an Irish person look like?
Me, I guess. But
though, to be fair, I mean, Ireland was invaded by Spain for a little while.
Yeah.
And, correct. You actually, technically speaking, I mean, I actually would not be surprised. I'm not saying one way or the other, but I would not be surprised if somewhere somebody in your family was raped by a Spaniard.
I wouldn't be surprised either. It's kind of that, I've got the West Coast Ireland thing going on. And the Spaniards did come through there. But And you know what? When I was in Ireland, when I was 16, I went to a dance when I was in Ireland. And a boy came over to me, and he was an Irish boy, and he started talking to me. And he thought I was from France. And I was like, no, actually, I'm as probably as Irish as you are. You know?
Je m'appelle Brida.
It was very strange, but...
Well, I guess the weird thing is, I mean, we're all mutts, and it's just as bad as the Jim Crow tar brush, how these systems go. Is it's not like they say, oh, if you're gonna check off the Pacific Islander or check off, you know, that you're a black Hispanic or African or all that, you know, they don't ask. Nobody qualifies that Barack Obama's only half our first black president because his mom was white.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the one drop rule, damn it.
You know,
exactly. There's no qualifications. You know, we're not gonna, you know, say that he's a quadroon or any of these, you know, horrible things that are frowned upon. But at the same time, we're kind of doing it.
I believe he's a mulatto.
Somebody in our chat just now, Bradley.
I just like using the term quadroon.
Bradley in our chat just now said, Irish are tall redheads with haunting green eyes. Nobody in my family on this side of the ocean or the other side looks like that. All of my family are small, dark Irish people.
Yeah, you're like the Celtic pagan types.
We're like pre-Celtic people.
Yeah. Or actually more than likely because the light colored hair colors did actually come from that Eastern Europe because they were walled off by the glaciers and bloody 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 blah.
Damn so Vikings!
I actually kind of wonder if the dark hair may have actually come from the Spanish history.
We don't know. I've heard stories where it came from Egypt. Like there were people from Egypt that had had migrated. We don't know.
And that's the big point is we have no idea. I mean, it's one of those part of my extremely twisted, you know, family heritage because I'm a ridiculous mutt and my daughter is asinine, ridiculous mutt of like pretty much every Western European nation on the planet is she got a little drop of that in there. But my family was some of the original settlers, European settlers of Nova Scotia. You want to tell me that nobody settled down with a native?
Oh, please. Right.
You want to tell me that, you know, I mean, of course, anybody that, not necessarily anybody who has my last name is related to me because it was started by clan land, not by family heritage. Bloody, 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 blah. But
how many beards are there out in the world?
Well, there's the drummer from ZZ Top.
We have a caller.
Yay!
It's Bradley.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Bradley.
All I can say is my ex-wife was tall. She was taller than me. She was like almost 6 foot.
Uh-huh.
And she was Irish.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Irish. And I was 5'10 till I joined the Army, and then they said I was 5'9". I'm still mad about that.
There's only one ruler, right?
Well, pretty much because the military does height, weight. As soon as you join the Army, you lose like an inch, if not more.
Oh, I'm doomed.
But like most people, I'm Irish German, and recently, only like
wait. Most people are Irish German.
My husband is Irish German.
I rest my case. Sample uh-huh. size of
my,
two.
My, 100%. My daughter's Irish German.
Yep.
About 5 or 6 years ago, my sister was researching the Leiden side, the Irish side. And we go back to before there was America. and depending on what story, either the English cleaned out a debtor prison and threw us on the boat to the colony, or we got on the boat so we wouldn't get thrown into the debtor prison. And my aunt on my mom's side was doing the German research, and they can trace the German lineage all the way back to the Hessians that were hired by the English to fight for the American, or fight against the revolution. And since the Irish were rowing the mining boats across the Delaware to attack the Hessians, it's entirely conceivable I've got two great something or others that shot at each other.
That's kind of cool.
I've always just like, that's beyond cool. You know, we weren't anything important. You know, I can't like trace my lineage back to the Cincinnati group, which was Washington's officers. You know, we were dumb grunts. We were, you know, bullets to sponges.
Yeah, this whole family history thing is interesting. But again, depending is, you know, nowadays what would do you good if you're trying to get a seat in a prestigious school, but your SAT scores aren't that great, or you want to, you know, teach at Harvard or become a senator of Massachusetts. A lot of these heritages were, you know, concealed, and definitely the same with like all, you know, I mean, there definitely was some interbreeding between the Irish and the Spaniards. I forget which year that was. I actually haven't really done a whole lot of research on it, but it exists. It's a thing. But of course that's not going to be openly publicized, because most of the time it was non-consensual interbreeding. And so people are just going to hush up about that sort of stuff. So then that just disappears. And the same thing goes with, you know, people in the, people that interbred with the Native Americans up until very, very recent years. Yeah, you're not really going to be too open about that.
Until they find out their tribe that they've been hiding for 200 years opens a casino, then it's like, hey, we can use that check every month.
Yep. Or, yeah. in the case of masters interbreeding with their slaves.
Yeah, and there's a lot of genetic evidence to support, what was it, Franklin?
Oh, Franklin would have fucked anything that moves. I haven't read this, but I already know it's true.
Not Franklin. Who's the other guy?
Jefferson, definitely.
Jefferson, there we go.
Yeah, yes. Well, even better was Sally Hemings was...
That's what I was thinking of. Sally Hemings
was a mulatto, I believe, in the slaver's terms. And she was the offspring of Jefferson's father-in-law. So that's kind of an interesting thing. What?
Was it Jefferson?
No. What was Jefferson's wife? Jefferson's wife's dad. Sally Hemings came to Monticello from his wife, and Sally Hemings had belonged to her dad, and Sally Hemings' mom might have spent some time in her dad's bed.
Yikes! Whole ball
that just.
And let me tell you, this is not some like deep seated conspiracy theory business, because I actually had not heard this until I actually went to Monticello, and it's on plaques there.
Well, as long as they're not claiming that fire melted steel, you know, it's probably true.
That's never happened. So, Radley, have you ever lied, embellished, or concealed your race on any applications or forms?
First of all, have you seen Bradley? Have you ever seen a picture of Bradley?
Actually, I have not.
Oh, okay.
But I could stand to see some. Send the better ones to weirdbeard@gmail.com.
Yeah, I couldn't really hide anything. You know, I might be able to fudge a little bit and say I'm English or I'm all German, or yeah. all Irish, but yeah, but there's no saying, no, I've got some Mexican in me, or I'm part Indian. No.
Do you want some Mexican in you?
I'm a white boy.
Oh.
Oh, weird.
I'll be here all night, folks.
Yeah, that's like me. It's like, how do you, I'm day glow. You know, I'm very, very pale. There's really no margin of error with me.
I was sitting next to a black guy up in Philadelphia, and we were kind of leaning on the table. My arm was next to his, and I kind of was looking at it, and I was like, dude, I'm darker than you are.
I think you're part Mexican, Alan.
I am not. I do get dark, though, especially in the summer.
And see, I don't. I go from neon white to friggin' lobster red really, really quickly.
Yeah. And then freckles.
When I was in Hawaii, people would ask me, oh, did you get off the airplane? No, I've been here for like 3 months. Daystar is bad.
Yep.
You know, the lightest sunblock I have, and it's sunblock, not sunscreen, is like SPF 35.
Oh, yeah.
SPF,
you know, I want to live.
Yeah. My buddy Vector, who's listening to this tomorrow on his car riding into work, he goes that way. He goes from pale to cinder. It's just one of those. Yeah, no, there's no tanning in there.
Burnt.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish I had some Spanish or some Indian. Like, I had a buddy growing up who was 164th Indian. And he's mad because I was one generation too far to get fishing rights in Washington State. And if the sun so much as looked at him, he would come out with this glorious tan and just be like, hey, damn ladies. It. And I'm like, crap, I'm paper.
Yeah, I'm giving up.
What's hilarious is I don't know if it's from all the intermixing because, I mean, I've never met nor heard of a pure Native American. I don't know if they exist anymore. But of all the Penobscots I used to rub elbows with up in Maine, in the wintertime, they were pale, 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 pale. But yeah, as soon as the sun came up from behind the clouds, suddenly it was like, oh, that's why you get the free scholarship.
Well, Maine's way, way, way north. Don't you guys get like 3 months of darkness up there?
Four.
See, that's
four,
where
and you put on your shorts when it goes up to 40 below.
That's up there. It's an evolutionary advantage to glow in the dark.
It is. Vitamin D deficiency. That's where they believe white skin came from. Because let's face it. Here's the ultimate. Here's the ultimate of the Oasis thing is, hey, guess what? We're all black. Every single one of us is black, just a little bit, because
yep.
our original ancestors were dark, 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 dark. And just over time, it was one of those. Hey, if you had very, very dark skin and you lived in northern Europe and you were cut off by the ice age, you'd die.
Well, yeah, because you I forget the exact latitude, but there's above a certain latitude in the winter, there's no UV.
I think the cutoff line is Ohio.
Well, definitely Ohio. Well,
it's not about UV protection, but that helps. But it's
No. I'm just saying, but the UV on your skin is what makes vitamin D.
Yeah.
So
right, and the lighter your skin, the more or the less light you need to get vitamin D.
Right. Well, that's the story anyway. But there's whole months where you get none.
Yep.
Dead air.
Yes. I have to take vitamin D supplements throughout the winter.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Texas, we can get a sunburn in January.
Shut up.
But Bradley, what I'm getting at is, if you're given the option to check off the not otherwise specified, do you do it?
Oh, hell no. Well, actually, that's not true. I've always, and I started doing this from something I saw on TV in the, like, 80s. I always checked other and wrote American.
There you go.
You know, I never liked that hyphenated anything. You know, I don't identify as Irish or German American. I'm here.
I mean, and, that,
that
and that's
did get me into a lot of trouble in the Army.
Oh, and of course, you know, the reason why someone who just got off the boat from Sri Lanka and is way darker than even our president, you know, gets absolutely no benefits from checking off the fact that they're Asian in there, even though there's probably a bunch of peckerwoods out there that think that they're black people. Will go through, and you know, even hell, they even call them Sambos. And hey, Sambo is Indian. He was being chased by tigers.
That's right.
He was a tiger in
Africa. Got to get a python reference in there, but even though he is an absolute legitimate Sambo, and in no pejorative sense of the word. He gets absolutely no benefits and all that because it's not about race, it's about culture.
That's a great point.
So, yeah.
The other thing I found out that really pissed off the Army was when you tell them you don't have a Social Security number, that you have a taxpayer ID number.
Oh.
The joys of growing up in a crazy household.
Not necessarily crazy. I actually gave a quick contemplation of the, do I have to sign my daughter up for this shit?
They almost don't let you out of the hospital without it anymore.
Yeah. And it was also one of those, we can't claim her on our tax forms. Yeah. I kind of want the write-off. Babies are expensive.
Yes, they are.
If you get her at 10, you can still claim her. If you can even still get them. At 10, taxpayer identification number.
Okay.
As opposed to an SSN.
It's the same thing.
Too late now. She's already got the tattoo on her arm.
She's in the system, got the microchip, she's fine.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Bradley.
Well, no problem. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. And that number, 214-530-0036. Our other topic was, and Weird, you posted a really funny picture. You might want to.
Oh, wasn't that
awesome?
If you could
put that in the chat, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I was just digging it up right now. Let me go grab it.
There's a picture. Apparently, the potheads got together at the Colorado Capitol building and had a smoke-a-thon. I don't know what you call it.
I don't know what you call it, but they sure did.
But there's Weird found this picture.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is the first time I've seen.
This was taken by a coworker of mine.
It looks like there's a grass fire in front of the Capitol. There is a grass fire.
There's a grass fire, but yeah. But that was exactly it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, He happened to be out, wandered around the Capitol building in Colorado, and heard on Sunday and heard them counting down. And he said it was way worse because he had already already dissipated a little bit because he just was standing there in awe and then went, "Why am I not taking a picture of this?"
That's wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Something's on fire.
Yeah, I asked him how hungry he was after watching that.
So that's our other topic, is this in honor of the 420, which I guess is the pot holiday.
You can tell how
I don't even know what the fucking origin of that is. I've heard a billion things.
It's the police code for marijuana.
You can tell how uncool I am because I don't know either.
420 is like the police code for a marijuana thing.
That is what I've heard. But also at this, so if you're a member of law enforcement, please call in on that because I'm curious. Because the only people I've ever heard explain that to me were potheads, and I don't trust them.
Good point. It's not going to be. Those are the people sitting around doing the old dude.
Yeah, these are all the same people that probably claim that, you know, oh man. Yeah, I only smoke sativa because indica really messes with me. It's kind of like the people that say, oh, man, I only drink whiskey, not tequila, because tequila, you know, I just, you know, it, you know, or I don't drink whiskey because it makes me violent, or I get a different drunk from this. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the internet. BBC News, how 420 became code for marijuana.
Well, all right, then.
I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. Feel free to Google yourself.
But is it police code?
Because...
Give me the cliff notes, yeah. Brita. Too long, didn't read. Is it the police radio code?
I'm sure it is. I don't know.
Okay. Read it. We don't care.
Yeah. Google it. Off the clock.
That whole war on drugs thing. You know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, whether you like the war on drugs or you don't like the war on drugs, it's this whole thing where states are making pot legal and the feds are still saying, nope, not legal. Is going to be interesting. There's apparently there were two cops. I think it was in California. There were two cops that were just recently arrested for planting firearms in a pot dispensary.
Oh, so I didn't hear about this.
So they could arrest the owners of it.
Even worse, actually, is. In talking about this this subject, I suddenly it popped in my head the guy Matthew David Stewart, who is the Iraq war vet in Ogden, Utah, who was growing pot in his house, and the police decided that it was time to buckle up the SWAT team and kick down his door, and he was fast asleep with a pair of headphones on to drown out the sound of traffic because he worked nights. And so he heard his door get kicked down, so he grabbed his gun and he started shooting at him. Turned out that dude, they found him hanging in his cell. I was wondering, hey, whatever happened to that guy?
Uh-huh.
Ugh, that really put a damper on my day. Is that, nope, they finally did get their pound of flesh. They tried to give him the death penalty, but the judge denied it. And, well, he hung himself in his cell. Fuckers. For growing a couple of pot plants.
Wow.
Definitely sounds worth all of that bullshit.
Well, yeah. You know, that's...
That is true. I do own a copy of Reefer Madness. That is all true. That is all true.
Reefer Madness?
If you smoke pot, you'll murder people.
Well...
All the potheads I know are completely crazy psychopaths.
Well... Okay, here's the thing, is as Brita can attest to, you know.
As Brita can attest to.
Yes. Attest, Brita.
Not all potheads make very wise decisions.
I would say none of them do, but.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying none of them. Yeah. As someone who has been physically injured for the rest of my life. By somebody who is high while driving. Let's just say that potheads not always making the best decisions. And this is kind of like, there's this distinction. Like if you're sitting in your house, smoking dope, not hurting anybody, have at it. But then when you go outside of your home and decide to do stupid things that do affect other people. There needs to be consequences and serious consequences. The thing that I have problem with this whole war on drugs is that there seems to be an overreaction on the law enforcement side. You know, you have all these house raids and all these, you know, people shooting dogs and people no-knock raids on the law enforcement side of the drug war. But then you get the people into the legal system, and it doesn't seem like the legal repercussions match, you know, what has happened in the law enforcement side. So it's like there needs to be stronger legal ramifications for people who break laws while under the influence of drugs, and kind of less it seems a little lopsided to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I think some of it's, I mean, some of it's cultural, is the fact that, I mean, we've declared that smoking pot is bad. It doesn't matter what kind. I mean, I'll say right now, I have worked with people who were, I mean, can you call them potheads? What can you call them? I know people who would go home, and while I would mix up a martini, they were twisting up a joint.
Okay.
Or packing a bowl or all of that.
Okay.
Sort of situation. But it's not like they're coming into work high or all of that. But
right.
What I was doing, and I'll tell you, the way I mix my martinis, I guarantee we were equally impaired by the time we tucked ourselves into bed.
Okay.
What I was doing is perfectly fine and perfectly normal and perfectly responsible, because I'm having a drink and then I'm going to go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm not going to have it in my system, and then I'm going to go to work.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and that's totally fine, and it's the same thing with them, minus the, you know, the BS that, you know, THC is fat soluble. So technically speaking, you know, while
right.
I would test like I've never had a drink in my life, they would test like they had just smoked up in the parking lot,
right?
sort of situation. Even though they're not impaired, they right. you know, we're in the exact same condition. But the bottom line is, because that behavior is bad. Just across the board, there's no acceptable way of doing it, and the other behavior is fine so long as you do that. I mean, it's one of those. There's no law that says that you can't crack open a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning,
right?
Sort of situation. But yet, everybody's got their own different ideas of, oh, don't drink until it's afternoon, don't drink until it's after 4 o'clock, don't drink until it's after 8 o'clock, or whatever you have. For your little social law, you know. Meanwhile, it's one of those, don't ever smoke pot. So if someone decides that they're going to smoke pot, I like it. Who gives a shit if they're going to roll out of bed, stoke up the bong, and then drive, or even better, even smoking a joint while they're driving.
Okay, let me just give you a little scenario here. The guy who rear-ended me twice in a row was high as a kite. And yep. probably, most likely, fled the scene to dump drugs.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now, when I talked to the police officer after the accident, I said to him, I said, was he drunk? Because that was my first instinct. I said, was he drunk? And the cop said, well, he wasn't drunk. However, the cop never tested the guy, never stopped him, never tested him, never pulled him in for drugs.
Yep.
It was just a traffic accident. Now imagine, had you had a couple of martinis and gone driving and then hit me twice, that yep. cop would be all over you.
Sure would.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
It's not the same thing. They can do all this drug war stuff, but when it comes down to the actual effect of the drugs on other people that are not doing the drugs, police enforcement is like, well, you know, let's give them probation, or let's do this. Had you hit me while you were drunk and done as much physical damage to me as this guy did to me while he was high, you would have suffered the consequences. He, however, did not. He did not suffer any consequences because he was high. None.
And I would actually say that is in part because of the war on drugs.
Okay.
The war on drugs, what the cops are looking for is possession. They're looking for not even necessarily drugs, but paraphernalia.
Okay.
Did he have a pipe with resin in the car or all of that? If he didn't have that, well,
too much paperwork to do the tests.
Yeah, it's too much paperwork to do the test. Meanwhile, yeah, absolutely. If I had a martini in me and I rammed into you, absolutely positively, I'm losing my license.
Right.
I might be doing some time in jail, depending on how it goes. But though probably not if it's a first offense.
Well, this is not to mention the fact that he did not have a license.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Was he legally in the country?
Like, well, oh yeah, he was legally in the country, but he didn't have a license. The vehicle that hit me was not licensed, but you know this, and compounded with the fact that it was high. you know what I mean? It's like there's this gap between what happens legally and what happens on the law enforcement side with the drugs thing, you know? And I think that in large part is the problem with the law, with the war on drugs.
And also, like I said, it's all about possession for illegal drugs. It's not about possession. You know, I mean, you've got the whole open container business and all of that. But again, you can have somebody that's driving to a party where they're going to get together with a bunch of guys. They're going to twist up a few joints. They're going to smoke. They're going to eat some Cheetos. They're going to chill out. And then, you know, either later on in the day or the next day, they're going to drive home when they're no longer impaired.
Sure.
If they get picked up for that and they're completely sober and all of that, it's just, you know, it's worse than if they had gone to somebody's house, smoked up, not brought any of the paraphernalia with them, and drove home completely fucked out of their mind.
Right.
Because again, it's all about possession. But on the other hand, alcohol, I can get into an accident and I can have 40 gallons of gin in the trunk of my car,
yeah,
and no one's gonna say peep about it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like they're complete opposites.
Yeah. But,
yeah, it is, but like they're opposites.
But, yeah, but yet if I toss down a martini in my living room, set the glass on the counter, and then hop in the car.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden I'm cruising for a bruising.
Yep. And like Rita mentioned before, there's a huge disconnect between the law enforcement side. I mean, they'll send the SWAT team and break down your door and
shoot
your dog and kill your family because some informant somewhere said you were growing a couple of pot plants.
Right.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, you know, the excuse for the SWAT team for these no-knock raids was that, oh yes, it's because they'll, you know, if we knock on the door and politely, you know, say, hey, we have a warrant, and they'll have time to destroy the evidence. But my attitude on that has always been, if they have a small enough amount of drugs that they can get rid of it in the amount of time it takes for you to knock on the door and say, you know, we're the cops, we have a search warrant. Really?
Yeah, go, that's no big deal.
Go arrest somebody else. That's a real problem.
Yep.
I mean, damn.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to flush a bushel of pot down the toilet.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to clog the toilet. I mean, come on. That's, you're not going to, you know, I mean, you're just not. It just never made sense to me.
And of course, there's also, I mean, what they'll say is, oh, you know, he was growing pot plants, so he's probably going to end up selling that to kids sort of situation. Yeah. Well, yeah, selling it illegally is a crime. So what's the fucking big deal if you're selling it to 40-year-olds or 12-year-olds, you know, sort of thing. I mean, it's when you make something blanket illegal, you essentially get rid of any hope of turning morality into it. But sure. Meanwhile, I've got a little girl in my house, and you know, she's going to get older, and you know, my nephew was staying with me a few months ago, and you know, he's 17.
Oh.
And all of that. And I've got a liquor cabinet that is extremely well stocked, but no one was saying, oh, he's got a well stocked liquor store, a liquor cabinet, and there's a minor child in his house. He's getting that kid drunk.
Yeah.
No, because we've got a culture. It's legal to have alcohol, and it's assumed that, you know, if you're, you know, so long as you're, they don't catch you in the act of getting the kid royally fucked up. And even if they do, honestly, I mean, There were parents that would hold booze parties for their kids when I was in high school, and nothing ever came of that.
Who was it that just this week, Gloria Steinem, was it Gloria Steinem? Who was it?
Allred.
No, there was talking about how the maybe it wasn't Gloria Steinem. Crap.
I'm shocked at you following Gloria Steinem.
No, maybe I may have gotten her confused. Anyway, with somebody. Oh, now I'm gonna
just tell the story. The chat. The chat will probably figure it out.
Like an idiot now. No, somebody came out saying, "Oh, it wasn't Gloria Steinem." Crap.
Oh God.
Anyway,
you sound so old.
Talking about how the this whole drinking age thing is an American bizarreness that really doesn't happen.
Yeah, they are talking about getting rid of the drinking age.
Right.
Not getting rid of it, but changing it.
It is really stupid. I mean, back when I was in high school, I was mentioning to somebody about, like, you know, turning 18 and being, you know, being a full-fledged adult and all of that. And, I mean, of course, I was one of those dorks that didn't get drunk until I was 21. I was 21 in 16 days, if anyone's counting. This person was a drinker. And when I mentioned the whole thing about, you know, turning into adult when you're 18, they kind of went, well, not really. And they kind of have a point. What are you? Are you a fucking adult or are you not? It's so stupid.
Right. It's Camille Paglia, by the way.
Yeah, I knew it. It was one of them.
That's
one of those
like
feminists.
Some feminist woman.
Yeah.
I think Camille Paglia is a little more libertarian than
she kind of is. I think I think Camille Paglia is more libertarian than she admits.
Yeah. but anyway, the whole, and she tied it into the drug law because it's the problem is when you make the, you know, especially in college, you know, you make it where the kids can't legally drink and they do other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the ultimate thing is it's easier to score drugs than it is to score alcohol if you're underage.
Sure.
Because the local liquor store won't sell you a bottle of liquor or sell you a beer.
Nope.
Because it's legal for them to sell it. And if they get caught selling it to kids, it's not legal for them to sell it anymore. And they like their money.
Yep.
But the local pot dealer doesn't give a fuck because it's illegal for him to sell it, period. It doesn't matter if he's selling it to a 40-year-old or a 4-year-old.
Nope, they don't care.
So long as their money's green, they're fine with it.
Yep.
And that's one of the many big reasons why I am not an illicit drug user. I am 100% fine with nicotine and alcohol. Those are two marvelous drugs that do me plenty good. But we just don't need this fucking drug war anymore.
I think we took a wrong turn in the U.S. when we started outlawing things instead of behavior. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, this is a human nature. I mean, Michael Pollan in The Botany of Desire made a very, very interesting point is that every culture has, with the exception of the Inuits are the only culture on the planet that does not have a drug that they use. That is allowed. Well, it's obvious why.
Because they don't have any.
Because there's no drugs to be found on the friggin' tundra.
Right.
But
otherwise they would.
Otherwise they would. But it's one of those, like, you know, for Americans, it's alcohol and tobacco. Those are fine for you to use. It's good so long as you do it responsibly. Blah de blah de blah. It's all well and good. But
and not
all the
so
other
much
stuff
tobacco
is bad.
Anymore.
Go over to, like, the Muslim countries, and it's, you know, the marijuana and opium are perfectly fine to use, but alcohol, oh no, don't touch that stuff. That's awful. That'll turn you into a monster, you know, sort of idea. It makes no rhyme or reason, but every culture has a drug that is acceptable to use and then drugs that are taboo. And there's no rhyme or reason to why and how that works.
Yep. But, you know, if we, you know, and it's the same, you know, any kind of prohibition, whether it's, you know, alcohol prohibition or drug prohibition or gun prohibition or whatever, you know, the problem is we're outlawing the thing, which is ridiculous because you really can't outlaw things. I mean, they can't keep things out of prisons. They can't keep, you know, it's impossible. You know, but they can, you can punish behavior.
Yeah.
And pretty damn successfully. I mean,
behavior is the more important thing.
The bottom line is most people are pretty decent. I mean, sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but if they weren't, society wouldn't exist.
You know? And there's no and while there are certain drugs that are bad and can lead to certain awful things, you know, whether you talk about, you know, the horrible, you know, desperation of alcoholism or heroin addiction or, you know, crackheads or all of that stuff. But at the same time, for every drug that has completely destroyed somebody's life, there's a bunch of people that have done it and went, yeah, that was cool.
There's no drug
on the planet that if I take it, it is going to turn me into just a horrible meat-eating psychopath.
I like meat.
Yeah, me too.
Human meat.
Okay.
A cannibal. Yeah. With a raging heart on.
But the thing is, those people probably would have figured out some way to destroy their lives anyway.
That's true.
Because they're that kind of, you know, they're that kind of person.
I mean, there's fucking people have destroyed their lives on World of Warcraft, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole, you know, gambling addiction and sex addiction and addiction to food. And I mean, there's a million different people that have destroyed their lives with shit that's fucking required for life.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I have to say, I had a relapse today.
What?
As a recovering inner nerd.
Ugh.
I had a relapse. And it made me, because I did something really nerdy today and was called on it. I just wanted to since I work at a nerd convention. I work at an ISP.
Nerd Central.
And I was thinking, this nerdism, this nerd behavior is really fucking irritating. Even to me. And it's kind of like, it's kind of like these people that are like recovering alcoholics that can't stand to be around alcoholics because they're fucking irritating. It's kind of like that.
What'd you do?
It doesn't bear repeating. But if I had a chip for X number of months without being an internet nerd, I'd had to turn it in.
Alan, did you overclock the processor?
No.
That's pretty bad.
No, it wasn't that benign.
It wasn't that benign?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you do?
It doesn't matter.
Did you install Ubuntu?
No. God, no. Not that craven.
Vector, you're listening to this, you son of a bitch.
You have to say it now. They are clamoring for the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Your soul will be clean. Confess to us, Alan.
Yes, Alan, tell us.
Well, okay. This is
worse. Hi, my name's Alan. Hi, yes. Alan.
I was talking to somebody, and I was talking about, because there's an app that I had on my phone called Moves, which does, you know, anyway, it tracks where you go. And they sent me an email that said Facebook bought them. And I was telling this person that, oh, yes, this Moves, that it queries the M7 coprocessor on the iPhone. And this person I was talking to called me on my internetism and basically said, you said that just so I'd ask, you know, what's an M7 processor, and you could sound all knowledgeable and important while you explained it to me, which is, I don't know, maybe subconscious, but probably right.
What is an M7 processor?
Oh, Brita, don't do it!
Tell us, Alan, what is an M7 processor?
Did you know that you're an enabler?
Yes.
The M7 coprocessor is the chip inside the iPhone 5S.
I'm sorry, coprocessor.
Yes, it's the chip inside the iPhone 5S that it's the motion sensor. It tracks
you could very simply could have said motion sensor.
Yes.
And said, okay. I see the problem.
Yes, I could.
And what's really cool is after, Brita, do you feel the same as me as after Alan said that you still don't give a shit?
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm.
But that was not
was a trap.
That was not the story. That was the
But we still don't give a shit, Alan.
And a week later, Alan was blowing a bull behind the barn.
You asked for the story. I told you. It was stupid.
Well, bless your heart.
So anyway, they bought Facebook bought them. And I was like, fuck you, Moves. And I deleted my account and deleted the app off my phone because Facebook bought them.
So no more coprocessor?
Oh, no. The coprocessor, this was just one app. There's a gazillion of them that do it.
Oh, I see.
It was just this one. And I was like, Facebook knows enough about me already. They don't know. They don't need to know where I go.
They already know where you go.
They think they know where I go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, that's even geekier, Alan.
I actually don't tell them where I go. And my interaction with Facebook is usually through a VPN tunnel back to my home. So according to Facebook...
Oh, God, Alan!
According to Facebook, I never leave the house. As far as they know.
Alan has tunnels through the internet.
That's right.
Lord.
It's a series of tubes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Alan. You really need to dry out.
I did mention I worked at an ISP, right?
Yes, but I think you need to work in a cave making paintings of elephants.
And yes, Bradley, it is OpenSSH. No, actually not OpenSSH. It's
Stop. We don't care. Stop.
Can we quit now? It's after 9. My time.
It's been after 9 for over an hour.
You East Coasters.
Damn dirty Texan with your great big hat.
You damn East Coasters.
40-gallon hat.
Let's say goodnight. Nobody, only one person called in tonight. I'm very disappointed.
Well, I'm glad
you.
It was Bradley, though.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to update the book.
Yes.
That we're reading, The Gray Man by Jim Curtis, otherwise known as Old NFO.
Is that next week?
It is week after next.
Okay.
Next. Oh, no, it is next week. I'm wrong. I was looking at the wrong calendar. Theoretically, it is next week that we will have Jim on because he said we haven't.
Right.
I don't think we've verified that with him lately, but it was tentatively scheduled for May 1st. So we will. Everybody.
And we're still working on T-shirts.
Yes, we're still working on T-shirts. We have a couple of options. We're trying to keep the price really cheap. We're not going to make any money off of this. So whatever the cost of making the damn thing and mailing it to you, that's what it's going to be. And we're probably going to find a place that'll do all that for us so we don't have to do it.
Because we're lazy.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's done by white Hispanics.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the updates.
Okay, so book club next week.
Right.
Alan is a nerd, and we're all white Hispanics. I think that sums it up.
Okay.
So what's okay? Book club is next week.
Yep.
Yes. Read the book. I will read the book.
You guys haven't done the homework assignment.
I read it.
I did. Well, I read the first book.
Wait, there's multiple books?
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh my God! Really? Okay.
I read the Marco Close books.
Oh no! You got to read this one too.
I will read this one too.
It's good. I liked it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good night.
But at least Alan did the homework too.
I did.
All right. I thought for a minute. I thought you guys were talking behind my back about
No.
Y'all have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.